So I just want to have a check on this one too. The number of times we hear stories about bad behaviour, harassment, foul language, drunkenness on the public transport gets a lot of attention. It can be a bit threatening. This is a more uplifting story from public transport we came across on social media yesterday. It's worth celebrating. Craigieburn Line, young boy, Asian appearance, lost, crying in his seat. People stepped up to help. A lot of people stepped up to help. They're watching it. The member for Melbourne, Greens MP, Adam Band, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
What happened?
Well, I was sitting just a couple of seats away, and as we got out of the city loop, this young boy started crying. He was really, really distressed, and it became apparent pretty quickly that no one was travelling with him. He was alone. And the three people sitting around him in those groups of four on the train carriages all sort of immediately sprang into action. And there was a woman sitting next to him who calmed him down and started talking to him to try and find out whereabouts he was going. Became apparent pretty quickly that he didn't really have an idea of where he was going. It was pretty difficult to communicate. There were lots of language difficulties.
So he was, what he was, do you know what nationality he was?
Well, we're not sure what nationality he was, not sure whether there was a learning difficulty. There was someone came along and from a few seats over and started speaking Mandarin and had a little bit of success, but it became apparent that that wasn't really working. So she called out to see if there was any Vietnamese or Cantonese speakers on the train, and so a couple of other people came in from neighbouring carriages and everyone started chatting with him, got a little bit of information out of him. Basically, it became clear that he was probably with his mum in the city and they'd become separated somewhere, and it looks like he'd just jumped on the train by himself, but there was no name, no phone number or no contact details for him.
So what happened?
Well, one woman offered to get off at North Melbourne and take him off at North Melbourne and help him find his way home. We kept talking and tried to find a bit more information. As it turned out, a couple of women and myself got off at Newmarket and took him to the police station. At the police station, again, we still had the same language difficulties. No one could work out where this poor kid was from. And then after a little while, the police were great and they made their phone calls, and it turned out his mum was in the city and was in one of the police stations in the city and had been looking for him, and it sounds like they were shopping in a department store. They got separated and he went and jumped on a train to try and get himself home, lost in the middle of the city. He was on the wrong train line. He was heading for... his home was in Sunbury and he was on the Craigieburn line, so who knows where he would have ended up. But we managed at the end of the night to be able to reunite them.
Were you there when mum turned up?
No, a police officer from the city came and popped him in a car to take him back to mum in the city. So we're fingers crossed it all turned out well, but they were having a bit of communication via the police over the phone, and it sounds we're told that there was a lot of relief when his photo was sent through on the phone to the other end.
So what's the message out of this, Adam?
Well, I think that this is what most people would want to do when they see someone who's in trouble, and most people do this. When someone's in trouble, they don't have papers, we don't know where they've come from, people reach out and people want to help. And even if you don't know them or you don't know the other people around you, everyone just sort of springs into action. And I think that kind of caring for each other is probably what human beings do most of the time. And sometimes we're taught to fear other people and to treat other people differently, but we have to be taught to do that. Our natural inclination, if you like, is to reach out and help.
I agree. We find this regularly. If somebody goes missing, you know, somebody who with a bit of dementia goes missing, and say to the audience, can we find them? And the amount of effort people put in to try and find them and care for them and even stop and talk to them and wait while the police arrive, it's extraordinary. Well, it's not extraordinary, it's just reassuring, as you say.
It is reassuring, and people were prepared. You're on your way home, people probably had kids of their own to look after or families to get to, and people, just as we're getting out of the city loop, within a couple of train stations, people were on the phone themselves to their own family saying, oh, look, I'm going to have to rearrange what I'm going to do this evening because I've got someone to take care of. And it was just really, really heartening to watch. And at a time when, as I say, we've got people who I think are being treated wrongly and unfairly in this country, it's nice to know that actually that's probably not the norm, that this is the norm.
Okay, thanks for talking to us. The federal member for Melbourne, Adam Bant, Greens MP, Adam Band. Just a little urban snapshot, but as I said, a reassuring one that that can happen and does, and probably happens all the time. People just, as he said, putting their lives on hold to help a little boy, confused, lost, not fluent in the language. A good sign, Adam Bant, and that, as he knows, his first and only free kick on the program.